Now the vote. The noes have it. The noes win. By a nose, and it wasn't by a nose. It was an ass whipping. That's the truth. Even people that thought, well, the nose might win, but it'll be close. It was not close. It was not close. It was a thumping. Why? Everyone's going to have their opinions now, right? We'll talk to Ty Lebo about that coming up at 6:30. Well, my opinion, I'll give you a couple of ideas, a couple of reasons. Number one, this doesn't mean that Jackson County doesn't want the Royals and doesn't want the Chiefs. This means that Jackson County doesn't want the plan that was put in front of them. And more importantly, doesn't trust and or understand the plan that was put in front of them. I mean, how could you? The Royals and the Chiefs, honestly, have nobody but to blame but themselves. Okay? The Royals took too long and played around and jacked around and took too long picking a site. Right? How long did we wait on that?
I mean, past several of their own imposed deadlines, if I remember
right.
correctly.
The answer is too long. Well, do we all agree there?
Yeah.
It took too long. All right? Then, when they picked the site, they didn't stick with it. And then they moved it. And then they adjusted it. Does that seem like an entity that's dead set on this? This is, we've done all the research possible, and this is the right answer. This is what we want moving forward. Like, well, we'll take this, but then we're going to go over here. We'll figure it out as we go along. They underestimated the pushback they would get by switching the site to the Crossroads in the East Village. They made a mistake. If they'd have left the site alone, the East Village, I think it passes. This is one of my favorite terms. People like to use it. They effed around and found out. Like, well, now we're going to go over here. There'll be no resistance here. Well, people in the Crossroads and the people of Jackson County, a good group of them, didn't like it. And that's their right, and voted against it. And I think if they would have stuck with the original site that they took so long to pick, it'd have passed. The Chiefs are not innocent in this deal. Their presentation, their renderings were laughable. Everyone I talked to had the same reaction. That was it? What was that? Where's the upgrades? Well, there's an access road for VIP guests. There's some end zone suites, upgrade to the video board. They copied the football field and the parking lot from AT&T Stadium. Like, what was this? Does anyone disagree here?
No.
When you saw the Arrowhead, like, that's what they're spending the money on?
I think I told you my reaction was, what are they going to do with the other $750 million?
But I, it was like, eh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't. Okay. And Mark Donovan, what was his quote? They did the best they could.
Forth the best plan for Jackson County and the Chiefs.
That was the best plan? If that was the best plan, let me see the worst one. Let me see the ones that was better than. Honestly, were you overwhelmed or excited about anything you saw there? It's a small part of it, but I'm telling you, it's a part of it.
Sure.
Like, it was like, sorry, come up with something better than that. That's how you're going to spend the taxpayer money?
Incredibly underwhelming.
Wow me. Show
I
me.
I just couldn't believe that was going to cost $800 million.
Okay. You know? All right.
I mean, name something that you were excited about
nothing.
That was on there.
Nothing.
That walkway?
No. I mean,
not
that,
really.
Like, no, nothing.
So I think that's part of it. And I've said this, and I didn't have it out with Lee, but we talked back and forth. The threats. The voters didn't respond well to the threats. I think it was a misstep. And it is a sign somewhat of desperation, and it's a sign of the fact that they had fear that this wasn't going to pass. How many emails, how many press releases did we get? How many impromptu press conferences? How many last-minute agreements? Everything seemed last minute. Everything seemed thrown together. And it got to the point where, you know, we're going to keep our options open. You better do this or else. Like, oh, okay, or else.
It felt incredibly sloppy.
People don't respond. Jackson County voters didn't respond well to those threats. I had more than a few people tell me, well, I'm voting no now. Didn't like it. A condescending tone towards the voters. I'm giving you reasons that I've heard from multiple people and just my opinion on different things that went wrong. Okay? It felt like, and this resonates with me, it felt like, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, you're a college student and you take a class and you kind of, you know when the final is and you know you got to pass the final to pass the class, but you're like, I'm not going to class this week. I'll go next week. I'll save it to the last couple of weeks. And then you cram at the last minute, and then you panic, and then oh my god, I might not pass this. And guess what? Then you don't pass.
Sounds like every class I took.
Or you have a term paper due, a big term paper due in the morning, and then you have a month to write it, and then you have 3 weeks to write it, and then you have 2 weeks to write it, and then it's 1 a.m, and it's due at 9 a.m. And you just slap ass it together, and you get the grade that you deserve. They've known about this. They dragged their feet initially picking the site. It looked sloppy. It wasn't organized. There was and let's just be honest here. Another word that was a part of all this, arrogance. Arrogance. We can put whatever we want on this plate, and Jackson County goes, ooh, this is good. Oh, yeah. Chiefs are world champs. Look how they presented it. Support your world champion, Kansas City Chiefs, and the Royals. You're going to ride that championship wave. And it looks like whoever put those renderings, those plans together for Arrowhead, did it at 1 a.m, the night before the final exam. Did it not?
Yeah.
I still can't believe that. It feels like the arrogance, like, well, I'll just put something together. Do it a walkway, a football field. Saw that at AT&T. Sweets. They'll say yes. Mahomes, Kelsey, Taylor Swift, they'll say yes.
We'll figure out what we do with the money after.
Right.
Well, and let's be honest. If it was just the Chiefs, it might have passed. Might have.
Maybe. Yeah.
It might have. But yeah. It wasn't. I mean,
the message that you take away from this is, it's not that Jackson County doesn't want downtown baseball. It's not that Jackson County doesn't want the Chiefs. But you can't half-ass it.
No, you got to have a plan.
You got to respect the fans. You got to respect the voters.
No, at least look like you know what you're doing.
Show them a consistent plan that you're not changing. Remember, we were talking about these changes at the last minute, like, after people had already
voted
early, like, yeah, we're a little change here, a little sprinkle, a little stardust there.
Big little change, by the way. Yeah, we keep a street open and change the dimensions of the ballpark.
Now, maybe 10 years from now, you'll all be able to look back and say, oh, you big dummy. I don't have any fear of the Royals or the Chiefs leaving the Kansas City area.
The metro area.
Notice I didn't say Jackson County. There is a pathway. There is a path to get this done for the Chiefs and for the Royals in Jackson County. That's still possible. Okay? But there is now also a path that leads to Johnson County, that leads to Wyandotte County, and that leads to Clay County. You left the door open. You didn't lock the barn. Jackson County had a chance with the vote to shut it down and lock everyone out. Didn't do it. Jackson County made their voices heard and said, we don't like this plan. This isn't what we want. Come back with something better. It might work out. And we might still have downtown baseball stadium for the Royals and a renovated Arrowhead in the Chune Sports Complex. But the door has been left open. You don't think Johnson County officials and Wyandotte County officials and Clay County officials last night were like, ho, let's go. There was no chance if that passes last night. I don't know how big the chance is, but there's a chance. The door has been left open. So, no, I don't think it's going to be the... I saw so many ridiculous people just melted down last night. No, I don't think we're looking at the Nashville Royals or anything like that.
The St. Louis Chiefs.
Right, St. Louis, yeah, they know how to hold on to an NFL team. It's going to be the Kansas City Royals. It's going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. They may very well stay in Jackson County, but they may not. And guess what? If you're Wyandotte County, if you're Johnson County, if you're Clay County, go for it. Go get it. Swing for the fences now. All right? If you're Clay County, go for the Royals. If you can't get them, how about Chiefs headquarters and a brand new Chiefs training facility? That seems to be needed. With chairs, with real backs, and big areas to get treatment. What are you laughing at? Those would be two welcome prospects.
No, yeah, I know. I know.
Fresh carpet, all kinds of stuff.
Whose chair is that? Who bought that goddamn chair? That's not my chair. Not my chair, not my problem. That's what I say.
Well, St. John, that'll never work. Two different locations. Oh, I don't know. You ever been to Dallas? You ever been to Frisco? That works out pretty well.
It's doing all right.
You could have the Chiefs headquarters and training facility in Clay County and Arrowhead someplace else.
Yes.
I'm not telling you that's going to happen, but guess what?
It's on the table.
Why not? Go for it.
There are a lot of NFL teams that do that. There are several.
Go get it.
Several.
Go get it.
Look, if that passed last night, there was 0% chance these happened.
Nobody's going nowhere.
Now, but there's a chance.
But I'm just, please understand the difference. When I tell you that the stadiums now could move, I'm not telling you they're moving out of the Kansas City metropolitan area. I'm talking, they can move from Jackson County. That's on the table now. It's on the table for them to stay, but it's Kansas is on the table. Clay County is on the table. It's going to be wild. They'll be gunning for the Royals and the Chiefs. All right, let's see what happens. Let's see if they can get their blank together and put an on-time proposal together that doesn't change three times in the last minute. All right, let's see if they can put together a Chiefs proposal that doesn't look like was done on MS Paint. You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it was done on The Sims. Mark Donovan, at the end of that clip, you heard what he said, right? We're going to do what's best for our fans and the organization and the team. He didn't say we're going to do what's best for Jackson County. What's best for the county or what any, he said what's best for the fans and what's best for the team. Might be in Jackson County, might not. So that's what's open now. They're not leaving the Kansas City area. It's going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. It's going to be the Kansas City Royals. Anyone that says you're going to another town, they're just freaking out. Chill. But if it's important to you, for them to be in Jackson County, I can't guarantee that. Nobody can. Do you disagree with anything I said?
No. Damn it, I want to.
No.
Well said.
Yeah, I'm on board.
Yeah, put your seatbelt on, because now it's going to get wild. Right?
And like you said, it's not just the counties that will get involved. I mean, will the state of Kansas in general get involved? Will Laura Kelly say, hey, let's put something together from a state perspective?
Laura Kelly's a baller. Well, I don't know if she's ever been described as that, but she's a baller.
I think all the time.
You know?
But and then also, does that bring the state of Missouri more into the fold? Because do they want to lose two NFL teams? I don't know. Does that get, you know what I mean?
I don't think they do.
Yeah, probably not. Maybe.
If you're asking the question, I'm going to say I don't think they do.
I can't an assumption
can't
on your
speak
part
for them.
Right. I don't think anyone's like, oh, we can do pull it off.
Maybe we can lose two of them.
Let's take a quick break so we can get Todd Lebo on here. Hopefully, he's been listening, and he could disagree with anything I said. But that's how I feel. We'll take a break. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.